Right now, it is time to bring in the big C. That is Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, first things first, how'd your picks make out yesterday at Saratoga?
Free Kitty got scratched.
No.
Aquaphobia ran second, got beat by a big favorite. And Goodbye Broccoli won the stake race for us. So a scratch, a second, and a win. Not bad.
No, not bad at all. But it'd be too bad the kitty was scratched, probably, and the kitty that are bucks.
Yeah, that could have put us over the top yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't predict those things, Mike.
We try.
Yeah, you can't predict scratches, though.
Oh, scratches, no.
No, uh-uh. You just can't predict them.
No.
All right. So there's that. So we'll get back to your picks for the weekend in just a moment. But let us go to other sports of other sorts. I watched the first couple innings of the Yankee game. I like this pitcher they got. I don't know. You know, he's not a great pitcher, but he seems to be fairly steady.
Like I said to my friends the other night, Hap could be the best starting pitcher on the Yankees.
Yeah.
I think he can be. I liked Hap when he came up years ago with the Phillies and bounced around. He reminded me of a young Andy Pettit. I think he has the potential to be their best pitcher.
Yeah.
That's saying that Hap's pretty good, but the rest of the staff is not. And Hap can be their best pitcher. Right now, I think he's better than Sabathia and Tanaka, no problem. It's to see if Severino comes around, and that's the way the Yankees are going to bounce. He has the potential to be their number one pitcher.
I'm not going to say he's their number one pitcher yet, but I can tell you this. It appears to be he's the most consistent pitcher I've seen on the Yankees in a long time.
That's what makes you a number one pitcher, being consistent.
And you look at his record, and now you know why he's like 102 and I think it's 78 over his career. He's nothing a blaze of glory, but he's just a nice. It appears he's a nice. He appears that he's a real good pickup for the Yankees.
I think so. Yeah. I think he's a real good pickup for him.
All right, sports of other sorts. Where else do you want to go now?
No. We're not done with baseball yet.
That's what I mean. Right?
Two things that last night I expected to be pretty good weren't. One, Rick Porcello, off the nice outing he had against the Yankees, got off to an awful start against Toronto last night. He walked the first two guys. They wound up scoring. He walked the guy in the second inning. They wound up scoring. He had an awful outing last night, and Toronto beat Boston 8-5. And even worse than that, Verlander got smacked around by Seattle. He got thrown out after the second inning because of a pivotal call on a pickoff that an umpire called a balk, which I don't think it was. And then the next guy promptly hit a two-run homer to make it 6-0 at that point. But Verlander got hit hard and often yesterday, and that bears watching because they have a great staff, Houston, but he's the catalyst of that staff. And if something happens to Verlander, that's a big, big minus for Houston. So that's something to just bear into for last night's game, because he got hit real hard. He didn't make any adjustments. He was throwing predominantly fastballs, and he got whacked last night. So something to watch there. Houston tried to come back, but they don't have their horses right now. They're missing four starters. And they wound up losing that game 8-6. Like I said to myself watching this game, when they went down early 3-0, I said, "Wow, without the lineup they have, it's going to be tough for them to make up these runs." And sure enough, it was. So last night's loss, not only to Seattle 8-6, but the way that Verlander got hit, something to pay attention to.
All right. Anything else in baseball?
It was a short schedule yesterday. Pittsburgh beat up on San Francisco last night. What else we had yesterday? Cleveland with another walk-off yesterday against Minnesota. So Cleveland's getting their production, and Lindor's making a big, big case for American League MVP. He had another homer yesterday. He had a walk-off the day before. My opinion, he's the best. There's a lot of good shortstops in baseball right now, but I think Frankie Lindor's the best shortstop in baseball.
All right. I'm not going to really comment about the NFL first preseason game.
Nah. It's a waste of time.
It's kind of nice to see them out on the field, but, you know, it's not – I'm just not going to comment about it because it's a bunch of people trying to get jobs right now, not football.
A couple of things that I heard, because friends of mine went to the game last night, the Giant game, that Beckham came out running with an American flag, and the Giants respected the anthem, which is a big thing. Can't say that about the rest of the teams. And you know, it is. You're working for these organizations, and if they tell you you have to do something, you do. And if you don't like it, go work somewhere else. So if they tell you you got to respect the anthem, you respect the anthem. If you don't do it, go get a job somewhere else. Go play in Canada.
All right. I'm just glad that he's running.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
But like you said, it's preseason. But you know what? The preseason scores look exactly like the regular season scores. Who knows? Maybe, you know, with the way football's changed, maybe the preseason is going to be a preview of the regular season nowadays. But I don't know.
All right. Well, let's go on to your picks for this weekend.
Yeah, let's bounce around. First, I got to give a pick of the day for today.
Yeah.
Let me grab today's racing form so I'm given the right day.
That's right.
We don't want to do that again. That was pretty embarrassing.
And Pretty Kitty never even ran.
I know. Pretty ironic, isn't it? The horse that I picked for 2 days in a row didn't run at all. And not because she didn't lift a leg, because she actually didn't run. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, for today, we're going to go to the eighth race. It's a 40,000 claimer, a mile and a 16th on the outer turf course. Our play for today is going to be the 9 horse, Theater in the Round. Horse hasn't run since June. It's a New York bred running against open company. However, the way that the course has been playing, this horse fits it perfectly. So, play of the day today, the eighth race is the 9 horse, Theater in the Round. Moving from there, we're going to go to the stakes races, one at Saratoga tomorrow because people like Saratoga, and the big races at Arlington tomorrow. So starting with Saratoga, the 4-star Dave, named after a horse that won races at Saratoga, I think for 6 years in a row. It's 1 mile on the inner turf tomorrow. This is a tremendous field in this race. There's some big hard-hitting horses in here. It's only a 7-horse field, but man, this is some race. Looking at the race, there's a fair amount of speed in here. There's only going to be coming 6 horses in here. There's 7 entered. One's a main track only horse. So we're going to only have 6 runners, and any one of the 6 can win the race. But 2 horses I'm looking at, one is the 7, Yoshida. He's going to be my top pick in here. There's some rain in the forecast tomorrow. The turf course up at Saratoga is less than firm now, so I'm expecting it to be less than firm tomorrow. And this horse just loves a track with some give in it. This horse ran on Kentucky Derby Day on a yielding track at 9-1 and won nicely at Churchill Downs. And I remember that last year, this horse won on a wet grass track at Pimlico on Preakness Day. So with a little bit of give in this track, I think Yoshida should run a big, big race tomorrow in the 4-star Dave, and the 1 mile distance will hit her right between the eyes. The other horse I'm going to use in here is the 3-horse, Divisadario, who's cross-entered in the Arlington Million, but opts for this race instead. This horse is going to be flying late, and I think the mile distance is really good for this horse, too. Two of the horses are going to go out and hit each other in the head. Is going to be Heart to Heart and Voodoo Song, so that should soften them two up for these two horses with their late close. And so the 7 Yoshida and the 3 Divisadario, that's going to be my Yoshida's going to be my win ticket, and that's my exacta tomorrow up at Saratoga and the 4-star Dave. From there, we're going to go to Arlington. We're going to go to the 9th race tomorrow. It's the Grade 1 Secretariat at 1.25 miles on the turf. One horse in here that's definitely going to get bet, and caveat emptor, is the 9 horse, Analyze It. This horse got run down by Catholic Boy last 2 times out when it looked like Analyze It had the race in hand. This horse gets to the lead and hangs badly when it makes the lead, and I think that's going to be its demise once again tomorrow. My top pick in here is going to be the 13 horse, Hunting Horn. Hunting Horn was in the same race in the Belmont Derby on July 7th, as Analyze It, when Catholic Boy beat him. And this horse was coming off of a very short layoff coming across the pond. This horse ran on June 21st in Great Britain at Ascot and came back July 7th, just about 2 weeks later. to run up at Belmont. Now this horse has more than a month off of Aiden O'Brien, should have much more gas in the tank than last time, and that's my top pick in the Secretariat. The 13-horse Hunting Horn is going to be my play in the Secretariat tomorrow. Next race up is the Grade 1 Beverly D. This race is for fillies and mares at the distance of a mile and 3/16. Very, very good race. What the Saratoga race lacks in field size, Arlington races have them tomorrow, folks. Two horses I'm looking at in here is the 9-horse Athena for Aiden O'Brien. This horse also ran on July 7th at Belmont, and this horse won coming off of a 6-day layoff for Aiden O'Brien being shipped across from Ireland. So an extraordinary effort for this horse at 10-1 last time out. More gas in the tank for this horse is going to make Athena, I think, very tough horse to beat. Two horses that I'm going to look at that maybe can beat Athena. One is the 4, Donna Bruja. This horse has two races over the Arlington Strip with a win and a second. This horse is going to go to the front and go as far as they can. This horse has run very, like I said, run very well at Arlington, so should give a good account of herself at 6-1. And the other horse I'm going to use is Daddy Little Darling. Daddy's Little Darling ran a big, big race at Arlington in a prep for this, and the Modesty won him by 2 in hand at even money. So here's another horse for course with Daddy's Little Darling in what should be a very competitive Beverly D. So the 1, Daddy's Little Darling, the 4, Donna Bruja, and the 9, Athena, are my plays. And off of that last race, I got to lean toward Athena in that one, which brings us to the Arlington Million. There's going to be 11 horses on paper, but one for sure we know is not going to run is Divisadario that's going to be running at Saratoga tomorrow. Looking at this race, one horse that looks like is coming to hand really good, which I did have on Belmont Day, and I'm going to have again tomorrow, is the 2-horse Spring Quality. I do not like the situation that racing is done to the better. Chad Brown has 3 horses in this race, and they don't run as a coupled entry. There's no protection for the better here. Which horse are you going to bet? So I'm going to throw them all out. Spring Quality put on a big, big late-run charge to win that race at Belmont in the Manhattan on the inner turf, which is a track that has no speed. It's a very speed-favoring track. No closers really do well on that, and Spring Quality did. Horses training at Fair Hills for Graham Motion, doing very, very well, and I expect this horse to put in a big run again late yesterday, tomorrow, and I think can take down the top prize in the Arlington Million. And this horse is an 8-1 morning line, may go off a little bit higher than that. Another horse I'm looking at is Brian Lynch's horse, way on the outside, Oscar Performance. This horse ran last year in the Secretariat, and sitting close to the pace, came home and won by 2 lengths at 3-2. So a real good performance for this horse over the Arlington Strip is going to make him my second choice in this race. So my top pick in the Arlington Million tomorrow is the 2-horse Spring Quality, and it would be great to see old Edgar Prado win a nice big Grade 1 tomorrow. My second choice is going to be the 11-horse Oscar Performance.